coming up on episode number 742. Well, it's the most requested type of show that I hear from listeners. Is it the all request show? No, no. Is it all a cappella? No. Maybe Lost in Translation? No, that's not it either. It is the Chain of Covers show, where you have a bunch of different artists, each covering each other in a long stream of chained covers. What is it all about? Well, you're going to find out. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, February 1st, 2011. It is my son's birthday. Happy birthday, Tristan. And it is time for Coverville once again. My name is Brian, and thanks for joining us for, I call this the 8 degrees of coveration, depending on how many tracks I've got. 6 degrees of coveration, 4 degrees of coveration. Tonight, a chain of 8 songs where you'll hear one artist cover another, and then that artist covering another artist, and then that artist covering another artist. It'll all make sense once we get into it, right? Won't it? Why don't we get things started off with an Ice House cover? This is the title track from Helm's album Great Southern Land. It's a song that was featured very prominently in the Yahoo Serious movie Young Einstein. Didn't everybody see that movie? No? I was the only one? All right. Well, it's called Great Southern Land, originally done by Ice House, covered here by Helm.
Oh, Yeah. intoxicated by thee. She has a slow sensation that he is levitating with she.
Simple Minds from their cover album 12. The cover album was Neon Lights. It came out in 2001 with a cover of a song originally written by Bruce Springsteen. Now, he wrote the original track and then couldn't finish it. He was working on his Darkness on the Edge of Town album. Couldn't finish the track, and Patti Smith happened to be recording in a neighboring studio in the same building. And the producer took the lyrics to her, took the music to her. She recorded the song and added a verse, and that's why you'll always find her getting a co-credit on that song. Dancing Barefoot, originally, first release was by Patti Smith, but of course written originally by Bruce Springsteen. However, Patti Smith is who we're going to take going forward after the break. Before Patti Smith, before the Simple Minds cover of Patti Smith, you heard Icehouse covering Simple Minds. This one comes from a 1995 cover album by Icehouse called The Berlin Tapes, and it's a cover of Simple Minds' Let There Be Love. Great track there from a great Australian group, an often overlooked Australian group. Icehouse had a bunch of great hits, and Hey Little Girl, probably one of their biggest singles. So if you don't think you're familiar with Icehouse, go over to YouTube, do a search for Icehouse's Hey Little Girl, and I'll bet you recognize that one. And then we start off with another song, another great Icehouse song covered by Helm, Great Southern Land, a tribute to Australia by yet another Australian group covering another Australian group. That one comes from, it's the title track of their album, Great Southern Land, which came out a few years ago and is a terrific cover of Icehouse. They actually have, on that EP, they have a bunch of different versions of this, an acoustic version, an instrumental version, and of course, got to go with the tried and true standard studio vocal version right there, Helm's Great Southern Land. What Coverville today is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Their innovative self-powered speakers and wireless products are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features like the Audio Engine 5s. These are the premium-powered bookshelf speakers. I have a set myself. They're fantastic. They fill a room with sound. It's award-winning sound and the perfect audio upgrade. Real speakers for all your music, video game sounds, everything you want to listen to. It's wireless ready and it works for all your audio. When you're ready to buy, go to audioengineusa.com. Enter the coupon code COVERTEN, that's COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you'll receive 10% off your order. You get free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. That's audioengineusa.com. All right. Well, we left off with Patti Smith. Boy, so long ago. Did you remember that it was Patti Smith we left off with? Let's go ahead and get to a Patti Smith cover. This one comes from her album from 2007. It was called 12. A bunch of great covers on that one. However, for this, we're going to keep things moving with a cover of Nirvana. Here is Patti Smith with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Thank you.
strap on guns. Bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself assured. I know a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious.
Well, then do my work for me, all right, Kurt? Yeah, that was a David Bowie song. That's The Man Who Sold the World by Nirvana from their live Unplugged in New York from 1993, their MTV Unplugged concert that they recorded. A great cover there of The Man Who Sold the World, like I said, originally done by David Bowie. That was our Nirvana connection. Before that, how about a cover of Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit, covered by Patti Smith from her 2007 album, 12. And we'll continue the train with David Bowie right after the break. But first, let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about something else going on, The Morning Stream. If you've not listened to The Morning Stream, it is a live morning show that Scott Johnson and I do every morning. Well, Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 7 a.m. to 8:30 Pacific time. And you can figure out your own time based on that. But we cover news, celebrity gossip, not really gossip, celebrity news, weird web, word of the day, things like that. And call in guests, and even on Thursdays, we make it really legit by having Therapy Thursdays with a licensed therapist there to answer your questions. Make sure you check it out. The Morning Stream, you can find it at frogpants.com, and you'll find that happening just about every morning. And of course, if you can't listen live, it's always available as a podcast. Do a search in your favorite podcast client for The Morning Stream, or again, just go to frogpants.com, and you'll find everything you need right there. All right, we left off with David Bowie. Why don't we pick up with David Bowie? This one comes from his 1973 album, Pinups, which featured a ton of covers. It was an all-cover album, came out in 1973, and included this great cover of a Lulu song that also was later covered by another famous band, the Rolling Stones. Here's Here Comes the Night by David Bowie.
Right out my window, walking down the street, my girl with another guy. Those arms around her like it used to be with me. Oh, it makes me want to die. They look so good together. Wonder what is wrong with me. Why can't I accept the fact she's chosen him and simply let them be? Closing her eyes and telling them lies exactly like she told me to. Oh, here it comes. Here comes the night.
Here comes the night. What they were saying all these years was true. Now there's no
thank you.
guitarist extraordinaire Jeff Beck from his 1975 album Blow by Blow, covering the Beatles. She's a Woman, originally done by the Beatles, covered there by Jeff Beck. I could have continued on, couldn't I, with the Beatles cover, one of the many covers that they did in those early days, the rock and roll music covers. And then before that, you heard Lulu covering Jeff Beck with a song called Morning Dew. And then we started off that set with David Bowie covering Lulu from his album Pinups, which came out in 1973, completing your chain from Helm and Ice House all the way down to Jeff Beck covering the Beatles. And hope you enjoyed that. I love putting these shows together, although they can be a little bit tough. So if you have recommendations, even for like three or four in a chain, get them to me. Send them to me via email, and of course I'll credit you when I do them on the show. Be happy to. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Boy, the time just flies by, doesn't it? Yeah, certainly does. Email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or visit coverville.com for all your cover song needs. The search engine's there, the archives. Find out how you can become a Coverville citizen and get a free t-shirt and DVD of past episodes. All that for becoming a Coverville citizen. Find out more about that at coverville.com. We'll be back on Thursday with a cover story edition of the show. And who is it going to be? Do I know? Actually, I always like to tease these. No, I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe A-ha. I've been wanting to do an A-ha show for a while. Or what do we got? Oh, we got a lot right in the middle of February, so I might have to move somebody up. Peter Gabriel, possibly. Smokey Robinson. Yeah, a little bit surprise for all of us. How about that? That is going to do it for this edition, though. Until Thursday, until next time, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Where's my mouse? There's my mouse. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed, and you can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll find podcasts so good, it's like the morning stream.
Program so good, it's like you're there.